everybody. It's Ted Bell here from Kids of Beverly Hills. It's a brand new year. It's a great time to just forget what the past has held. Forget all the bad times. Get some good times here. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
I do know what you're saying. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I know exactly what you're saying, Ted. I know it was a tough... But we've talked about that. We've got that out in the open, huh?
We have. We've gotten that out of the open. We've discussed it. It was a disastrous promotional season for Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's something that I never want to think about again, something that I never want to consider. I want to blot it out of my mind.
Ted, I think the best thing to do to get bad things out of your mind is to create, as my father used to say, create good memories.
That right there, Margaret. Your father was a wise man, you know, to get the bad memories out of your head, create good memories.
And to that end, I think, is Teddy Dunphy there?
Yeah.
Ted, we got Teddy Dunphy in there in the prime rib room.
Yeah. Hey, Teddy.
How are you doing, Ted?
I'm good.
I wanted to, Phil and Margaret and everybody listening at home, we wanted to sing a song for you, Ted. It's that we'll have a little bit of fun with you. But it really is about us appreciating what you've done for us.
Thank you.
This is called, I'm going to sing it. I don't have any accompaniment. I hope you don't mind.
Well, I'm going to sit down at a bar stool here, Phil, and listen to... Rudy, let me have a beer, okay?
You got it. Luck be... I'm going to sing a song for you, Ted.
Okay.
Here it is, Phil. It's called Luck Be Margaret and everyone. Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
I love that song.
Luck Be a Lady Tonight. Don't be a guy tonight. I'm having a little bit of fun with it, Ted, okay?
All right.
Don't be a guy tonight. Don't wear a pair of slacks. Put on a pair of tights. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck don't be a guy. Be a girl instead. Maybe go over to Ted, say, hey, let's go out for a drink. Luck be a girl instead of a guy.
Now, can I ask you a question?
What's
the point of this?
Hold on. Hey, Ted, it's Phil.
Yeah.
This is just, we're having some fun with you, man, okay?
Oh, so you know about this.
No, we're just saying that we said, let's have some fun. Let's poke a little bit of fun, and we can get out of ourselves. Ted, you know, we don't want to take ourselves seriously.
All right. I find it interesting, the people that always tell you don't take yourself seriously are the people that are not the object.
I'm just having some fun with you, Ted, okay? So where was I?
Let's start from the beginning.
All right, let's start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. Luck be a lady tonight. Take off the slacks, put on some tights. Be a lady, put on a wig and lipstick. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, don't be a guy. Ted Bell needs something to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Be a girl, put on a dress, and go over to Ted's and pick him up. Luck, be a lady tonight. Shave extra close tonight. Put on a skirt and heels. Put on a wig and say, hey, Ted, let's go dancing tonight. What?
What is the point of this about me going out with a guy dressed as a woman?
We're just having some fun, Ted. The song is Luck Be a Lady Tonight, so what we did is we turned it into sort of a drag thing.
Okay, you realize this makes you sound homophobic, Phil.
No, it doesn't, man. We're having a little bit of fun with you. Teddy is singing the song.
Why don't you sit down, Ted, and let me finish the song. If ever there was a lady for Ted, we think you're the one. So luck, this is a chance for Ted to have some fun. Oh, luck be a lady tonight. Wear a dress and some tights. Take Ted home and maybe give him, you know, he can cop a feel.
I'm getting up in it. Come on, Ted.
Hey, Ted, come on, man.
What are you talking about? Maybe you can cop a feel.
I'm just for gag. It's a gag. It's a laugh.
Just for laughs, Ted. Hey, Ted, when did you all of a sudden lose a sense of humor?
What is this stuff about, hey, luck, be a lady tonight, put on a pair of tights so that Ted can cop a feel later on?
It's a joke, man. It's funny. It's another word to saying, hey, Luck, be a lady tonight because you're ordinarily a guy. You know? I don't get it.
Come on, Ted. Go ahead, Ted. Teddy, I should say.
Yes. Hey, Luck, be a lady tonight. Put on a pair of high heels and some tights. Go to out with Ted, then go home with Ted. Let him cop a feel tonight. You know,
where am I copping this feel since it's a guy?
It's just like the like you give it a butt squeeze or something. Jesus.
Okay, Phil. Thank you very much, Teddy.
You don't want to be a pain in the ass.
Thank you very much, Teddy. I got the Dunphy brothers in here.
Do nothing illegal in here.
I get the Dunphy brothers in here using my place as their second office, you know.
Well, I thought they're just watching sports.
They're watching sports, and then they go out to their car. And
all right, so what was the problem, Ted?
The problem is I'm coming off of, as you guys have said, and I'm trying to put a good face off it, on it, I should say. I'm coming off a very disastrous promotional season. We had a disastrous Christmas. We had a disastrous...
Oh, boy, Ted, if I got to hear you squirt tears one more time about this stuff...
Well, then you don't have to listen to it. I had a disastrous Halloween, a disastrous Thanksgiving promotion, on top of that, a disastrous Christmas promotion, and then we butchered New Year's Eve alive. If New Year's Eve, Phil, was a brand newborn baby, as New Year's Eve is, if it was really a newborn baby, I would have been speeding down the San Bernardino Freeway and throwing it out of the car into the path of an oncoming truck. Oh, my God, he's laughing.
Ted, that's the most melodramatic horseshit I've ever heard in my life.
You're laughing at that.
Of course he's laughing. It wasn't near that disastrous. Boy, you've got a ghoulish mind. Yeah, where did you come up with that?
Come up with what?
If New Year's was a baby...
If New Year's was a baby, yes. That's how bad that promotion went.
What about Halloween?
Okay, I'll bite.
Hey, Ted, come on. The kid's trying to wind you up.
No, really, what about Halloween?
If Halloween, okay, let's put it this way. If Halloween was a helicopter propeller, I would have gotten out of the helicopter and stuck my head up into it. I know Henry's laughing.
He actually is, yes, because it's absurd. All right, what about Thanksgiving? Oh, will you guys knock it off?
Okay, Thanksgiving. If Thanksgiving was a newlywed couple, a brand new newlywed couple, and they were on a cruise ship, Thanksgiving was a submarine piloted by me putting 3 torpedoes into the side of that cruise ship and machine gunning everyone that gets into the water. Oh, boy, Phil.
Oh, come on. Why wouldn't I laugh?
Do you hear what I said? Did you hear the horror that I was speaking of?
Yes, of course I heard the horror. Way over the top, having nothing to do with anything that went down on New Year's Eve or on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Oh, Christmas. I didn't mention Christmas.
Yeah, what about Christmas?
Oh, would you stop?
No. If Christmas was a Cub Scout troop, okay? If Christmas was a Cub Scout troop, my Christmas promotion was a serial murderer that took them all hostage.
All right, Ted, enough. That's enough. Ted, I don't think it was all that. I agree with Phil. It wasn't that bad. What we're trying to do here is get your head out of that losing mindset.
No, you guys are right. I'm sorry. I just I want to thank, first of all, I have no right to talk the way that I have.
I should say not, Ted. You're turning things, promotions for a restaurant, into murder and mayhem. My God.
All right, I apologize. But you have to understand, I'm a winner, okay? Ted Bell's a winner. I'm used to winning. I'm used to going into the world and taking a bite out of it every day. I'm used to going into the world and putting a boot to it. If the world was, excuse my language, Phil, but if the world was a big round ass, okay, in a pair of, let's say, shorts, Ted Bell comes up to that world, and I stick my foot right up the ass. Why are you laughing?
Why wouldn't I laugh?
Oh, my God, you hear that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did kind of sound female.
Hey, look, Ted, Phil's laughing, so am I. If the world was a big round ass, you'd stick your foot right up into it.
Yes, yes. That's the kind of guy Ted Bell is. I kick ass. Okay? So it's taken me a while to get over these promotions.
Well, what are you doing to get over it, man? Why don't you start a new promotion? You got Valentine's Day coming up.
We do have Valentine's Day coming up, although, you know, you usually travel to see Jackie on Valentine's Day. You're not going to be in Florida, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm here for a medical procedure. It's elective, you guys. There's nothing wrong with me, but I'm having something.
What are you doing? It's like, you know, penis lengthening or something?
I had to kick your ass out of here for that.
Just kidding.
Oh, Philly's kidding.
Yeah, Philly's kidding. Why can't you take a couple of jokes?
Okay, but it's a little, it's not very good taste, bud.
Not good taste? You guys are talking to me. You got Teddy Dungey going, hey, luck be a lady. Hey, let Ted Bell copper feel on the butt of luck. Because it's a guy who's trying to be a female. You might as well copper feel on its ass.
Ted, you sound really distraught.
I am, okay? And for Phil to get all upset.
All right, no, it's not that, bud. It's something else entirely. It is elective, but I'm not going back to Florida because of that. And you're right. It's going to be hard not seeing her on Valentine's. That happens to be our, you know, anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. You guys got together on Valentine's in 2020.
We did, 3 years ago. You guys have not seen a lot of each other here over the last year. No, we haven't. I mean, it's since Kirby died, Jackie has put selling the house into high gear. I got other stuff going on. We haven't had the chance to make the trips back and forth. I went back for Thanksgiving, you know, and it's just, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, life goes on, okay. You want me to put up a Valentine's Day promotion, and you're not even going to be back there? You'd be the face of Valentine's Day for me.
Well, I'm not this year, so why don't you try yourself?
Oh, boy, Phil.
Phil?
God, well, I'm not this year.
I said what I meant. I mean, I can't be the face of Valentine's. Why don't you make yourself the face of Valentine's? You're married. You're in love with your wife, I'm assuming.
Of course I am.
Then why don't you make it about Marcy? It's Ted Bell and the Ted and Marcy Bell Valentine's. What about that, Ted? That's not a bad idea. We don't know anything about Marcy. You don't talk about her a lot.
I try to keep my wife and my son out of the public spotlight as much as possible, okay? I try to protect my family. I'm going to use them. I'm going to dangle them like raw red meat. Just dangle them out for Valentine's Day and go, hi, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Here's my wife. Take a look, yeah? Yeah, spin around, honey. Let them get a good look at your ass.
What? I don't know what's going on with you.
If you think something so bad is going on with me, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because you're over the top silly. That's why.
Over the top, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. And I will say this, and I think everybody would agree. You need to get over the failure of those promotions. They weren't that bad. Look, listen, it sounds like it's a very busy night.
It's a sound effect tape, okay? There, I turned it off.
Are you kidding? Hey, Bill, are you fooling around?
I'm kidding. Yeah, it is the crowd. I just closed the door. There it is. But,
Ted, you know something? We're talking seriously about your mental health.
My mental health is fine. Let me go into the office, okay?
Why?
Because it's just kind of cool the way I shut the door so you can't hear anything. Okay, I'm opening the door now. There.
Ted, I'm not kidding you, man. If you keep obsessing over the failures of Valentine's, or excuse me, the failures of
you got me failing at Valentine, too. Thanks a lot!
Hey, Ted, I think I can. I don't think there's any way of making you happy here tonight.
No, I'm fine. Listen, I want to ask Teddy. Teddy, thanks for the song, okay? You're not kidding. Oh, I'm not kidding. That was great. Okay.
All right, Ted, I want to sing a song for you now. This is to the tune of Wichita Lineman.
Okay.
You have to get a can of salve and rub it on your butt. Because you are butthurt.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
You can't hang up.
God.
You better get a can of salve and a bucket of ice. Because the Wichita lineman has to cool off Ted's ass. Ted, I'm not kidding, man. Laugh at yourself. You have to, Ted.
What do you think I'm doing right now?
Oh, you're all pissed off.
Of course I'm pissed off. You're saying that I'm butthurt.
A little bit, yeah. God almighty. Just because they sang a song about you going out with the luck being a lady and actually a guy in drag.
What?
The song was about, never mind. Ted, I you know, knowing you as much as I do, I know you're overplaying this. You can't be that upset. You're just making a big deal out of it to promote the restaurant.
Well,
That's what you do. You make it sound as if you're really in pain, and you watch all the females roll through the door about 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night.
No, I do not. I am a happily married. Yes, we do get a fair amount of traffic after 10:30, especially after I'm on the air with you, Phil, especially when I'm singing a couple of sob songs. All right, there. I laid it out there, okay? So if you're going to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills to make me feel better, please do. But, yeah, I do expect you to do that.
Oh, great. So you just gave that one away.
Hey, look, I got a million of them, all right? But the point that I'm trying to make here, Phil, is it has been a rough period. I thank Teddy for the effort. I didn't appreciate the song about me rubbing salve on my ass, but I guess life goes on.
Yeah, right there, bingo. Life goes on, my friend. And the sooner you start laughing at yourself, the better.
I just did laugh at myself. I did. I went, ha ha ha. You didn't hear that?
In all earnestness, not some phony baloney laugh. Because, like I said, Valentine's is coming up. I think you ought to get Marcy and Josh and make a promotion around them.
I do not dangle my wife and my son out in front of the audience like fresh red meat, okay?
I'm not saying like fresh red meat. I'm saying, hey, happy Valentine's Day from Ted Bell, from Ted and Marcy and Josh Bell.
What?
That sounds pretty good. What's wrong with that, Ted? That sounds very nice.
What are you talking about? This restaurant is for adults, okay? It's an adult establishment. I go, hey, happy Valentine's Day from Ted and Marcy and Josh. It sounds like I'm doing some kind of a cutesy poo, like the Brady Bunch or something.
No, it doesn't, man. It sounds like you're a hard-working businessman and you have a family at home, like all those guys have at home, all the guys lined up at the bar there where you don't allow, you know, the kids.
Yeah, thanks for that, Phil.
Well, I'm assuming they're bringing their wives with them. Ted?
I'm here. Yeah, I can't go anywhere.
All right. Ted, I thank you very much, brother. I hope you have a really hot 2023. We're looking forward to Valentine's Day and Marcy and Josh. And I'm sorry that, you know, I'm not in Florida for that, but there are other occasions.
You going back there for Jackie's birthday?
I probably will, yeah.
Okay, so let's do a promotion around that.
Well, what holiday is that?
Well, it's not, but...
All right, Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen, from Ted's of Beverly Hills, with another stellar appearance.
What a smart ass you are.
Ted's,
no, I'm not kidding.
Of Beverly Hills,
yeah.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, seriously, because we've got great food, we've got great drinks, and I'm going to feel better. I'm going to feel better.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Get yourself a backstage pass at the world famous Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, and live, friend, live for the first time in your life, live.